I think there are lots of other steps that the international community should take, and there are still many gaps that need to be filled. So I see that the good engagement between civil society, the international organizations and the UN organizations and the member states is getting to a level that gets a kind of common understanding about the problems and sharing the problems with each other, sharing the context with each other, and to try to find a momentum to find a solution for the problems. But I still see some gaps that the whole international community should be working together to reach some solutions in these areas. For example, we have many gaps in access to information about victims of violence, about perpetrators of violence, holding states for account, holding those responsible for any kind of atrocities or genocide or violations of the international humanitarian laws to account. So there should be lots of things to be reconsidered by the states, especially the effective actors in the international community, to have at least some red lines for perpetrators to understand that human rights violations and the human lives are really very precious, that people, when they go beyond those red lines, there should be kind of punity for such violations.
Have you been able to, or your organization, has it been able to go and assess the situation on the ground to see that the healthcare facilities in Fallujah or in nearby areas?
Well, you know, the security situation is not allowing any local or international organizations or players to be present on the ground because it's still a military scene. This is one of the areas that is related to access to information. So during conflict, this is one of the problems where you cannot have access to information or access to data because you cannot have access to the area itself. And the military is busy with the military operations, so they cannot provide any kind of reports or information about the current health situation, for example, or medical situation. So this is one of the gaps, I think, that the local governments in contexts like Iraq and the others in conflict should be trying to find solutions for having the flow of information about the health situation in order to have a flow of service for people in need of such services.
Could you tell us some more about the work of your organization on the ground in Iraq?
Well, we mainly deal in Anbar with risk education, which is about educating the population and mainly the IDPs, internally displaced people, and the returnees on how to protect themselves from the risks of the explosive remnants of war, from all types of explosive remnants of war. People are injured, killed when they went back to the areas. People are afraid of going back to their areas because they are afraid of getting injured or killed.